Thank you. Veiled, the name of that piece from Dan Weiss off of his album Stair Baby, released on Pi Recordings, featuring Dan Weiss at drums and compositions, Ben Maunder at guitar, Trevor Dunn at the electric bass, and two keyboardists working there, Craig Taborn and Matt Mitchell, both at keys and pianos throughout. Anna Weber before that from her album Clockwise, a piece entitled Array, featuring Anna Weber at tenor saxophone, flute, bass flute, and alto flute. Joining her, Jeremy Viner at saxophone, Jacob Gottnick at the trombone, Christopher Hoffman at the cello, Matt Mitchell at the piano, Christopher Tordini at the bass, and Ches Smith at drums and vibraphone. Chris Davis before that, from her Diatom Ribbons release of last year, or was it early this year? Out on Pyroclastic Recordings, featuring her in a trio setting for that piece, a piece entitled Corn Cake, Terry Lynn Carrington at the drums, Chris Davis at the piano, and Val Ginty at the turntable for a piece, once again, Corn Cake. Brand new release before that from Sylvie Courvoisie in a trio setting with Drew Gress at the bass and Kenny Willison at drums. Highway 1 was the piece we took from Free Hoops, soon to be released on the Intact recording label. Reza Bassi before that, brand new release from him celebrating Django Reinhardt. Django Shift is the name of the release, just out on Whirlwind, and it features Rez, of course, at guitars, both fretted and fretless acoustic guitars, to be precise. Neil Alexander at organ, electronics, and synthesizers, and the great Michael Sarin at the drums. Something's Coming prior to that from 1966. Gene Lee and Rand Blake, and something from the album The Newest Sound You've Never Heard, an A-side release from a year and a half ago or so. A beautiful release indeed, featuring two unique voices in jazz, to be sure. Eric Rivas before that from his brand new release Slipknots Through a Looking Glass, just to be released on the Pyroclastic recording label. Chris Davis at the piano there with Eric Rivas at the bass. Bill McHenry and Darius Jones taking up saxophone duties, tenor and alto respectively. Then Chad Taylor at the drums and marimba. Milford Graves before that from the album Stories, recorded in 2000 for the Tzadik recording label. Continuous Conversations was the piece we heard, and of course Milford Graves in failing health, but he did celebrate his 80th birthday this past week, and he is being celebrated with a major retrospective of his work, a multidisciplinary exhibit starting up in September at the Contemporary Arts Philadelphia. If you're in the area, you may want to check it out. And we started off that set, as mentioned, with something from brand new release from Luke Stewart, Exposure Quintet, featuring Edward Wilkinson Jr. at Reeds, along with Ken Vandermark at the Reeds. Awakening the Masters was the piece we took from the self-titled release, to be released on the Astral Spirits recording label. This is Jazz Amok, John B., your host this week, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. Weekly playlists can be found at jazzamuck.blogspot.ca. We list everything we play here on the program, both Lawrence and I, right here on Jazz Amok, CKUT 90.3 FM.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. Take
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Up next on Jazz Amok, brand new music from Thumbscrew from the Anthony Braxton Project, released about a month ago on the Cuneiform recording label. Thomas Fujiwara at drums and vibraphone, Mary Halverson at the guitar, and Michael Formanek at the double bass. They are obviously taking on Anthony Braxton compositions and early Anthony Braxton compositions at that. This is composition number 35. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Spring Ahead, Thumbscrew from 2016, their self-titled release out on the Cuneiform recording label. Thomas Fujiwara at drums, vibraphone, Mary Halverson at the guitar, and Michael Formanek at the bass. That's was their first release, as I say, released in 2016. Prior to that, in that kind of Thumbscrew heavy set, Mary Halverson and her sextet from the 2013 release Illusionary Sky, released on Firehouse 12 recording label, and that was a piece entitled Red Sky Still Sea, number 31. Jonathan Finlayson at the trumpet, John Irabegon at the alto, Ingrid Lobrock at the tenor saxophone, Jacob Garchik at the trombone, Mary Halverson at the guitar, Jean Hubert at the bass, and Ches Smith at the drums. Michael Formanek before that, leading his project, a quartet outing, featuring Tim Byrne at alto saxophone, Formanek, of course, at the double bass, Gerald Cleaver at drums, and Craig Taborn at the piano, an ECM release entitled Small Places from 2012, and we took the piece slightly off axis. The Hunt was the name of the piece before that, from Thomas Fujiwara and his project The Hookup. Action Speak was the album we took The Hunt from, 2010 release on 482, and it features Jonathan Finlayson at the trumpet, Thomas Fujiwara at the drums, Mary Halverson at the guitar, Danton Bolter at the bass, and Brian Settles at tenor saxophone. And starting off that set was Thumbscrew from, as I mentioned, their brand new release, fairly new release, just out on the Cuneiform recording label, the Anthony Braxton Project, and composition number 35. Well, that's about it for this morning's edition of Jazz Amok. I want to thank you for listening. Remind you that Lawrence Joseph will be here next week. I'll be here in a couple of weeks. We're going to bookend the program with some William Parker from the album Flowers in a Stained Glass Window, a piece he wrote both lyrics and music for. Lena Conquest, recitation, vocals, William Parker at the bass, Steve Swell, trombone, Abraham Menon at the tenor sax, Isaiah Parker at the piano, and Kesavan Nedo at the drums. From Flowers in a Stained Glass Window, this is Living Hope.
Clear all day and night, transform the mountain of despair into a monumental road of living hope. A road of living hope. Wake up and sing, knocking on all doors with the cry through blazing saxophones, trumpets, and strings. And don't forget about the trombone, made out of black clay, lifted out of nowhere to somewhere, the root of all roots. Our steps leave footprints to inspire those who are left to transform despair into liberty without violence. Is that possible, to forgive those who have flattened the city to smoking ashes? There is one problem. The people you ask for freedom are not free. The people you ask for freedom are not free. Not free. 12 men on the jury in the town, never letting the guilty down, never realizing the criminals are the judges.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member, that's all I need when I am. Well, well.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive them to remember Jah. That's all I had in with again. Well, well, 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the culture.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT, 90.3 FM.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Welcome to Legalese, a broadcast about law cast broadly. Bienvenue à Legalese, une émission consacrée aux droits qui vise à en rendre le jargon plus accessible tout en évaluant de manière critique ses institutions. I'm Christophe, your host for this month's edition of Legalese. Today on the show, we'll be talking about proof of vaccination policies in Canadian universities and explore why Quebec universities stand out. Unlike many of their counterparts across the country, universities in Quebec have so far opted not to adopt proof of vaccination requirements on their campuses. Before the start of the fall semester, a group of McGill profs banded together with one major demand of the administration,